Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Ken Kratzer for CBSI Services in our Talking Business interview series, talking with experts in the field of digital marketing, customer service, insurance, banking, contact centers, and direct marketing. And we're very pleased to have one of our friends from the immediate area in White Plains. That is John Tolomer, CEO of the Westchester Bank, right here based in White Plains. John, how are you today?
Everything is great. Thanks, Ken. Nice to be with you.
Hey, thank you for your time today. I know it's been an incredible period for everyone, but after we give our recognition to everybody in healthcare, all the people, the doctors, nurses, technicians at hospitals, and one right down the street from us, White Plains Hospital. Bankers have been very important to keep the business community going, and especially there's been a lot of recognition of the work of community bankers being able to process loans. Tell us a little bit of what's just the last month been like for you since the COVID epidemic became such a crisis?
Well, I think everybody is focused today on the payroll protection program. However, before that, I must say that the New York State Banking Department, as well as the FDIC, were very flexible in enabling banks to work closely with their customers regarding some changes to their loan programs. And with that guidance and with that flexibility, we were able, and this was in early to mid-March, we were able to contact every one of our borrowing customers to let them know we're a community bank. We're here to help them. We're here to help them with their current loan program and any future loan program. And that was very helpful, I think, and excellent for our customer base, recognizing that we were living up to our slogan, which is banking made personal. We also called all of our non-borrowing, all of our depository customers to let them know that we're here. And then shortly after that, we had to enact our pandemic continuity plan. So everybody who was in the back office or customer facing, with the exception of our branches, are able to work remotely. And that has proved to be very successful. So part of that plan was for our customers, our branch personnel to talk to our depository customers and give them all of the mechanisms to reduce in-person transactions and to continue to be consistent with social distancing. And we explained all of the different electronic ways in which we could help them. So whether it was scanning their deposits or using our mobile apps or our online banking or our ATMs or a night depository to do their banking, it kept our customers were very happy because they too wanted to observe the social distancing program as well as our employees. So that has worked very effectively. And we started that, as I say, in mid-March, and that continues to be the case today.
Well, that's neat that you had a disaster or a pandemic preparation plan. I'm not sure how many businesses had that ready to go. When did you start thinking about needing to prepare for a crisis like this?
I believe that we have had that for about eight or nine years. And I must admit, when we first put it into place, and that was some guidance from the regulatory authorities, we kind of snickered thinking, you know, what's that going to be? And certainly no one is snickering now, and it was really important. But it was also consistent with our business continuity plan should there be some other disaster that would require us to stay open. As you know, banking is an essential business, so we must be available to our customers and be able to be available to the public. And so we've had this business continuity plan essentially since our inception 12 years ago. And this was really the first time that it had to be enacted with any time associated with it, rather than a few hours or a day. This was really, obviously, it's been put to the test And fortunately for us, the Westchester Bank came through with flying colors. We haven't missed a beat. Our customers haven't missed a beat.
Go ahead. Well, it sounds very far-sighted about you, and although there was, the regulators were encouraging it. What have you thought about the efforts so far from Washington, efforts that the Federal Reserve has made, efforts that Congress and the President has made so far, the $2.2 trillion of relief funds going out to citizens and businesses? What have you thought of the efforts so far?
I think the notion of having the payroll protection program available to small business has been effective. The launch was a little bumpy. It wasn't quite as flawless as some would say, but the fact of the matter is $350 billion has been approved to small and medium-sized businesses throughout the country to help get people back to work. In our particular case, we can track that we have been responsible for approximately saving 4,800 jobs here in the Westchester metropolitan area. So it's been effective, quite frankly. There is far more demand. And so I think that my expectation is, I think along with most bankers, that when Congress gets back into session, I think it's May 4th, that they will have to address this, because as many customers as we've helped, and this is true for all banks, as many customers as we've helped, we haven't been able to help everybody. And there's a great deal of need given what's happening. So my guess is that they will continue to support this sort of program, and Congress will have to settle their differences.
Sure. And talking with John Tolomer, the CEO of White Plains-based the Westchester Bank. John, maybe you could explain how the payroll protection program worked. My understanding is that it covers payroll expenses for a certain amount of time, as long as those employees remain on the books of the company. And then is the loan then forgiven to the business?
Well, the way the eligibility is determined at 2.5 times your payroll expense, monthly payroll expense, and also permitted expenses, including rent, more interest on commercial mortgages, and utilities. And after an 8-week period, the borrower may apply for forgiveness if they've utilized the funds where 75% went to payroll expense and a maximum of 25% of the permitted expenses. And if that's the case, it would be forgiven. If there is a portion that is not forgiven, and this is a part that some people are not aware of, the first day of the seventh month, whatever balances remain that hasn't been forgiven will amortize over an 18-month schedule. So people have to factor that in as they're applying for the loan to be sure they understand, you know, exactly. If they use the money as intended, they should not have a problem. It will turn into a grant, and that should work out very well to help. Now, the big question is, 8 weeks from now, where will we be? Will we be back to normal? Will we be back to a partial? It's very difficult to know, and I think that's one of the other challenges small business owners are facing, is once they take the money, and the way it works is, as they're approved on the payroll protection program, there's a 10-day window where they have to close the loan. And the day they close the loan is when the 8-week period starts. So it is something that people are grappling with, but clearly there continues to be a greater need, and I know that every bank would like to serve more of their customers. And so we'll see what I think Congress will settle their differences and come out with a new program. We'll have to see.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully that the situation by the end of 8 weeks. So when does that start? So that is 8 weeks from a point in March, or where is the start date for most loan applicants?
The start date comes from the loan closing. So when people have applied and they've been notified they're approved, there's then a 10-day window in which they have to close that loan. The day they close the loan begins the clock, starts the clock for an 8-week period.
John Tolmer, what other measures would you like to see happen? Hopefully the situation, we're into transition. Is there anything else you'd like to see the state or federal government do to help the business community?
I think ultimately they're on the right track. I think the issue is going to be how much more can they do and how much more can banks fund loans at 1%. And I'd like to see a program that's more geared to the smaller businesses, up to 10 or 15 employees that may not require as much loan balance as somebody that has 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 employees, so that we can touch all of our customers to the extent we can. But it's, again, at a 1% rate, it's very difficult for banks to do is what to keep up with the demand.
Well, absolutely. And one of the areas we see a lot, I mean, just talking to many small businesses, some with the Business Council of Westchester, a lot of teachers that we've talked to in business are self-employed and have very limited number of employees. How do you see, is there something that really helps the millions of self-employed individuals in this legislation?
Well, I as they were permitted to apply later in the process, and so there was much of the funds were already earmarked, and so I'm not sure what percentage went to self-employed as opposed to small companies. But I think there's a distinct need to continue a program like this. Congress has talked about $250 billion. I would venture a guess to say that would be utilized in very short order, because there continues to be a great deal of demand.
No doubt, especially as this situation continues and from listening to the president's reopening plan this week, it sounds like the New York area is going to be in one of the later areas to reopen. How do you see, what was your thought on the transition plan that the president announced and its impact and what we're likely to see here in the New York suburban area?
Well, I'd have to say I'm a fan of Dr. Fauci, and I think what he's articulated is the virus will dictate how fast we can get back to work. And as a CEO, one of the things that you have to think about is, can we continue to effectively operate our business the way we are, mostly remote? And the answer is yes. So I have to bear in mind that I have a responsibility to people's health. So we can follow what the government says. I think we have to let the science point us in the right direction as to the timing. I know we're all eager to get back to work in the traditional sense, but I think it's really going to have to be looking at, especially in New York, when you think about New York, we have commuters to New York City. We have people using the subways, the bus lines. And clearly I don't think we can wait till a vaccine is put in place before we go back to work. But I certainly think there has to be a great deal more testing available to people so that we can keep our people safe while operating our business.
Absolutely. Now, just for you as a banker with branches throughout Westchester County, used to talk with your customers when they walk in the branch, on a regular basis, how has it been for your organization to learn to work at home, learn to work remotely?
Well, I think we, for example, I have a daily call with my direct reports, and we're always checking in with our employees, and that's from an internal perspective. From an external perspective, our customers are really interested in, can we help them? They accept that we, with social distancing, the contacts are going to be by phone, by email, online banking and the like. So they recognize that's important. But the key thing is, are we available to the customer? And that's really important. And they're looking, you know, for assistance going through this period. So as long as we can continue to communicate, we think that's really important, and we think that will continue to help our customers. And I will tell you, I do get a lot of feedback when the fact that we called every one of our deposit customers, we called every one of our borrowing customers, we called all of our customers during this time to check in on them. The amount of appreciation for doing that has been really terrific, and it continues to illustrate our slogan, Banking Made Personal. And while it might not be face-to-face or in-person discussions, that phone call, that email, that contact, that communication has proved to be very, very important, and I think for the most part helpful to our customers.
Oh, there's nothing like that. All of the business leaders we've talked to in the last couple of weeks, it's so important to reach out to your customers. Either, and phone is the number one way, even writing hand personal letters to them, but just staying in touch, and as you said, making sure they know that that you're listening as one of their key providers. John Tolmer, CEO of the Westchester Bank, do you have a final thought for us today?
Stay healthy, follow the in-house regulation, I think, and be safe, and we'll get out of this together very soon, and we'll be back to normal before we know it, but in the meantime, be safe.
And to you and all of your staff at the Westchester Bank, stay well. We appreciate working with you, and we appreciate the support you give to the American Legion in White Plains and our efforts in our media group, Sons of the American Legion Radio, and are allowing us to support our coverage of West Point and Iona College. We really appreciate being able to work with you on that.
It's our pleasure, Ken. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate it.
John Tolmer, you have a good day, and we'll get back, talk with you again very soon. And this is Ken Kratzer for CBSI Services, representing our company in Harrison, New York, providing insurance and benefit programs to over 1,200 banks around the country for nearly 40 years. And our team, which has worked very hard to help our clients and their customers through this very difficult COVID-19 period. So again, thank you to John Tolmer from the Westchester Bank. And this is Ken Kratzer for CBSI Services. Have a great day, everybody, and stay well. John, thank you very much. That was great.
Okay, Ken. Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
I'm going to pull off anyway.